The Bach Chorale Singers are performing Saturday night at 7:30, a romantic program, Brahms, Liebeslieder, waltzes, and much more. In the studio is Michael Bennett. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
This is a lovely program. How did it come together? I mean, obviously, these waltzes are probably a big centerpiece, but how did this musical program come together?
So the Bach Chorale had planned to have these Liebeslieder waltzes, the love waltzes of Brahms, the original set that he wrote in the late 1860s, and they were about 30 minutes worth of music for chorus and one piano, four hands. We're so fortunate to have our West Lafayette and WBAO and Greg Kostraba serving as two of those hands, and he'll be joining us for this concert. So the Bach Chorale had prepared to have those sung, and as I was asked to conduct this concert and fill out the program, there were two things that came to my mind that I thought needed to be part of the program. Brahms being a very well-known German composer of the 19th century and having so much music for romance and all of the emotions that go along with romance that you'll hear in these waltzes. I wanted to fill it out with other German composers, mostly of the 19th century, Felix Mendelssohn, Anton Bruckner, added some other German music earlier, Hans Leo Hassler, a lovely sacred piece that we're going to be opening the concert with for a cappella choir. And so it was sort of love, romance, both sacred and secular. So in the music of Bruckner that we're singing is sacred, the Ave Maria, for instance.
We're looking forward to the concert Saturday night at 7:30. It's got to be nice because not only are you conducting the Bach Chorale Singers, but this concert is at St. John's Episcopal Church, where you're the music director.
Yes, I've been music director there since 2004, and the chorale had planned to have that as a venue. They performed a Bach cantata concert early in 2016 at St. John's and many concerts in the years past. And so when it came to seeing if I would be available for this concert and knowing that it would be sort of in my backyard, as it were, I thought, well, this is going to be fairly easy to maneuver as opposed to being in an unknown space. So it's hopefully a lot of people from St. John's and the chorale supporters will come together and enjoy this night of choral music.
You've mentioned that there's both sacred and secular works. There are also, as you said, piano four hands.
Yes.
And there's actually some a cappella. Is it fun to sort of have these mixtures of textures because there's some German, there's some piano, there's just voices. Is that a nice mix?
It is a nice mix. And one of the features of this concert was that because of we were doing the Liebeslieder as the centerpiece of the concert and having to have the two pianists come, I wanted to ask the pianists, since we had them, to perform a wonderful staple in the piano four-hand repertoire, the piece by Franz Schubert, Fantasy in F minor. And that is also particularly effective in this case because Brahms's Liebeslieder waltzes, Brahms edited some music of Schubert, some dances. These waltzes are based off of that, and Schubert was a great influence on the music of Brahms. So in the middle of the concert, the choral singers will be taking a vocal rest, if you will, and the two pianists will be performing a masterpiece of Schubert, the Fantasy in F minor.
We're speaking with Michael Bennett, who's directing the Bach Chorale Singers Saturday night, 7:30, St. John's Episcopal Church. There's more online at WBAA.org. There's some Bach on here as well.
Yes, it is the Bach Chorale, and they're in their 52nd season. And also apropos that we're singing a bunch of German music, because, of course, Johann Sebastian Bach was German. So we're going to conclude the concert with one of his more familiar and well-liked chorales, Now Rest Beneath Night's Shadow.
I know that you have served previously and was the assistant conductor of the Bach Chorale. Is it nice to sort of be back?
It is. It's wonderful to be with some of the people that have been singing for years from when I was there between 2004 and 2009 that are still singing. And it's been wonderful also to meet a lot of new people that have come since that time that I left in 2009.
Michael Bennett is my guest and you're busy. Is it something I know during the day you teach?
Yes, during the day I'm at Jeff High School as one of the choral directors and a piano instructor there, working with a few of the choirs and helping navigate the youth of Lafayette through their musical journey.
Yeah, so I was curious, and then obviously you have your church post as well, that's nice, and guest conducting a group like this. Is it sometimes a juggling match? Like, what score am I at? Or it's obviously related.
It is all related. It's wonderful to be able to do all the different types of music in different settings. Of course, with the students, I'm working with a younger age group and doing music for a concert and competition. And the church, the music there, the ministry there is, has a different purpose each Sunday with the choir and my own organ playing. And with the chorale, we're performing for a ticketed audience during music that is better suited to a civic chorus. So at times, I do wonder where I am. I think a few people chuckled last night at dress rehearsal that I'd taken my shoes off, and I probably wouldn't have done that if I was a guest in a different church. But I needed to be comfortable, and I thought, I'm in my backyard.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Michael Bennett, it is so nice to meet you. I guess I'd end talking a little bit about language. And as you say, this is a German program. Is it sung in German? I see that there are English translations, which of course always help here in the program. But I was curious about the languages.
Yes, so there'll be three languages sung. The Brahms, of course, is all sung in German, as that is his native language. The Bruckner, again, a native German speaker, but because of the text of the piece, the sacred text, those two motets are in Latin, as is the German Hausler piece. There will be a bit of music of Mendelssohn, again German, but Mendelssohn spent a good amount of time in England, and his piece, Hear My Prayer, will feature our own Karen Goff, a longtime singer and staff member of the Bach Chorale. His Hear My Prayer will be sung in English, as will the Bach Chorale at the end.
We're looking forward to it. It's coming up this Saturday evening at 7:30 at St. John's Episcopal Church. We hope you'll stop back by and let us know about your musical activities.
Thank you so much for having me.